All right, welcome to another episode of the Take the Shot podcast. I'm Nick.
And I'm Alec. And Nick, why are you one of those people who claims they have allergies when they're actually sick?
Because I actually have allergies.
But you're actually sick.
I'm not sick.
So guys, right, I'm telling you right now.
How are you going to prove this though?
I don't know. We'll find out Sunday when we record again. And if I'm sick, that means you got me sick because you're the only one that's been in this apartment besides my parents. So, and they're not sick.
Promise I'm not sick.
It's all good. What are we talking about today, Nick?
Do we want to talk about the other long layoff after we recorded one pod?
All right. Guys, I'll take the blame for this one, even though it's Nick's fault. I was in the middle. What?
Like it was my fault last time.
Yeah, it's all.
I literally listened to the intro of that pod. I was like, we went through it. I'm like, yeah, this motherfucker like literally went through all the reasons, then he realized it was him. I'm
like, no, it's totally Nick's fault. He definitely had his whole life changed because he was focused solely on moving to a different apartment and had a lot of work to do. And I think that was pretty much the only thing that.
Oh wait, he had to cancel for his fucking fantasy draft that he.
Oh, yep. Shout out to you, Lucas. My team sucks. Jordan loves my quarterback. Not happy about it, but I will take all your money. Also, Lucas, congrats.
Oh, congrats on the kid.
He's gone dark the past couple of days, so I'm assuming he has a kid.
You'll probably never see him again.
Yeah. Pour one out for the homie. He will never listen to this. He did text me about he got some Roma Dunze cards and a Caleb Williams card, too, for as an investment. I'm like,
is he a card collector?
I didn't know, but well, I guess he is now.
I've done the card thing. Well, I bought some cards. I just need to get them graded and actually sell them, but that's the hard part.
His look nice, and I would definitely be all in on Rome. I fucking think Rome's going to be a superstar, but I'm not going to bore you with bear talk yet. That's in a couple weeks. So, what the fuck? Oh, yeah, I moved. Sorry, guys. I packed my mic a long time ago, and I wasn't going to unpack it because I just threw everything in boxes. Didn't realize we were doing a podcast, even though I knew we were doing a podcast. Didn't care. Kind of just wanted everything packed up. But I apologize to you guys. Now that it's football season, because unlike this guy, Nick will try to have you believe.
Yeah, if I did a podcast, it would have just been like a solo basketball pod.
Yeah, exactly. It's football season, guys. We are back, as in the royal we, as in America. Well, not America. America's kind of a shit show right now. But football fans,
shout out, Nana, glad you're still
we
here.
Are back. We are back, and that means that we're back, guys. We are going to come at you hopefully 2 times a week. I'll promise you one. You got to be a little flexible, and you got to hope for the best to get 2. Now, this also does fluctuate. Maybe if I want to kill myself over Nebraska or Chicago, so we shall see. But we're back. We're going to talk some football today. We're not going to talk a damn thing about basketball because that sport's dead. As Sophie Cunningham's knees.
Wait. Speaking of basketball, we didn't address it over the last pod, our one-on-one finally happened.
Oh, yeah. In my personal record book, guys, I am 2-0 against Nick.
His personal record book is false because I am 2-0.
That's not true. Just like it's your fault that we haven't done podcasting. I won. And I don't want to talk about that anymore because you need to go hoop. Because that's your life. And
there is a reason why he does not want to talk about it.
So. Nah, okay, guys, I'll be honest with you. I was screwed the first game with Make a Take It. The second game was more respectable out of me. It was 21-17.
The second game, I literally couldn't shoot. Your terrible shooting somehow rubbed off on me. I don't know how it happened.
Yeah, but I literally don't know how it happened. How it happened is you suck.
Bro, how was I making everything the first game?
I don't know. You got lucky. That's what happens when you can Make a Take It. You go on a heater and you fucking fuck over somebody. You fucked me over. It was hot.
All right. We could.
What's our first topic, Nick?
You wanted to talk about Week 0. And speaking of Week 0.
Yeah, you're going to have to give me some time because I have no idea what the games are except for Kansas State, Iowa State.
Well,
so
I was going to jump into that one.
Okay.
Because Jake was asking me about bets for that one because Jake wants to play some bets. And Jake, I was kind of surprised.
Jake is. I texted Jake today, actually. I told him challenge accepted with Nebraska having 120,000 beers at their stadium for game day.
And oh, yeah. Can we run through that real quick? So, how big isn't Memorial Stadium? Don't they fit like 90,000?
Yeah, but they're going to try to limit these beers.
But they sell out every game.
Yeah, but you got
to
think.
We're going to roughly assume about half of those are adults to college kids. So what, yeah, about 45,000?
Nick, some college kids aren't 21.
Yes.
And some.
But a lot of those college kids also have fakes. Well, just get someone else to buy them beer.
A lot of these old fucks at the stadium that have had season tickets forever are like 80. They're not going to waste two quarters in beer lines and come back at halftime. All right,
let's say a third of the stadium drinks beers.
Well, I'm saying they should probably have more, but I see their point, and you don't want people to get too rowdy, yeah, and they're going to get sold out every time. But I'm just saying, you put me and Jake down there on game day, Jake will have 119,000 of those beers, and I will have 1,000, and they'll be sold out.
Hey.
So maybe this is Troy Dannon's way of trying to get some revenue into Nebraska so we can spend it on some players. Because that's legal now.
That is?
Yes, it is.
All right.
What was your take on Iowa State, Kansas State?
The only thing I really know is that Kansas State lost their running back in the draft, and Iowa State lost their top two receivers. Both quarterbacks are pretty good. Rocket back's a good pocket passer. Avery Johnson, more of a dual threat. That kid's kind of fast as fuck. And yeah, that's my only take. Because I have no idea who else is on those rosters.
See, I think it's kind of cool we have a ranked matchup first game of the season.
Yeah.
I'm picking Kansas State because I trust Kansas State a little bit more. Sorry, Alec. Avery Johnson's a better quarterback, in my opinion, than the Iowa State guy. And Iowa State's strategy of picking up...
Rocket back seems pretty good. I guess I don't know
Avery Johnson's good.
Because of his receivers.
Avery Johnson's good. But I'm just basing this mostly off Iowa State's whole strategy in recruiting, which is picking up Nebraska players that Matt Rule thinks aren't good enough for the Big Ten. Could go one of two ways for them. Could make us look very stupid at Nebraska. Or could make Iowa State look dumb.
It's been a lot better with Nebraska lately, though. So.
Yeah, this strategy was like the past 2 years, so we got to see where that goes. They weren't picking up Nebraska kids left and right under Scott Frost because Scott Frost, first of all, there was no roster limits or anything, so he's taking everybody in Nebraska as much as possible. So strategy's kind of changed. But I think Kansas State wins this one. I think it's a close game. Chris Klieman's a good coach. I don't think he'll ever get over the hump at Kansas State. He's like a better football, nicer version of Bo Pelini. I think he's a solid bet to win 8 to 10 games a year. His teams will never be elite. It's Kansas State. It's harder to ask for more. But I think Kansas State wins this one. The game I'm really excited about that you probably don't give a shit about is UNLV versus Idaho State. UNLV, their NIL is rolling. They got Dan Mullen as their head coach now. He's a former head coach of Mississippi State and Florida. SEC success. He's recruited this transfer portal hard. He's got like every single 4-star that fell out of favor with their team and entered the transfer portal. So people are hyping them up as a potential playoff team.
Well, they are 26.5-point favorites against Idaho State.
Well, they should win, but it shouldn't be a competitive game. But I just want to see.
So would you bet UNLV to win by 4 touchdowns?
Yes. Actually, I wouldn't bet that because first game of the year is always kind of hard with the lines.
Yeah.
And there's some clunkers. Teams aren't crisp yet. You don't know if Idaho – no one knows a damn thing about Idaho State. So I wouldn't bet that, but UNLV should win, and I kind of want to see how they look because if people are hyping them up as a potential playoff sleeper, that's interesting to me. Other one that's interesting – for no other reason than their coach got fired, and Frank Reich, for some reason, is their interim coach, is Stanford, Hawaii.
Shout out Hawaii.
Yeah, and that game's, for some reason, that game's on at 6:30 p.m.
Frank Reich, he used to be the old Colts coach.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep, and now, for some reason, he's the interim coach, because apparently Stanford's coach who got fired had issues with treating women the wrong way. Not sexually, just like a bully. So
I guess that's a step up
then. I guess, I mean, if you don't want to be Deshaun Watson, but you can't just be a dick, I guess. But I don't know. That's how I got on week zero. Thank God football is back. It's almost time. Last Saturday was the last Saturday of the year without college football. We're up and running again, Nick.
We and our it. Gambling correspondent Alex said for Sam Houston, Western Kentucky, I believe he said take the over and take the under on Sam Houston's total.
And this has been sponsored by... So
probably
by...
also take Western Kentucky minus 10 if you're taking Sam Houston's... You know, I'm just going to throw it a same game parlay. Take the Sam Houston State under, take Western Kentucky minus 10, and take the over. What does that parlay out to? I don't know, but it's usually roughly around like plus 500, plus 600, so yeah.
We'll have to have Nick remember that in his little brain and update you on next podcast. So there's your week zero recap. Nick, before...
You're going to talk about Fresno State?
I have no opinions on Kansas Fresno State, except Warren Buffett, my dude. Pull a whatever that guy at Kansas.
Fresno State, they had like a very early game against Caleb Love, and they were actually keeping it pretty close.
The fuck are you talking about Fresno State basketball for? It's football season.
No, I said Caleb Love. Oh, I meant Caleb Williams. Sorry, I meant that. Oh, okay. Sorry, I meant the zesty one.
Well... Oh, let's touch on this tier list after we get done with this. But Kansas, Fresno State, Kansas is going to win probably. Warren Buffett, please be like that.
I'm going to bet. Well, I'm probably, I don't know. Maybe I'll bet it. But I'm going to say Fresno State pulls the upset over Kansas because when is Kansas actually good at football? I know they kind of improved recently, but still. They're not really a football school.
Well, is Fresno State?
Fresno State money line.
Kansas will win that. But
it's college football. Crazier we'll things see. Have happened.
Yeah, I guess we'll see. But Kansas
can't pick all that. Favorites.
Yeah. So let's get into this tier list as a natural segue. But before we do that, I said this already. I forgot to ask. We've already done this, I think, on our college. What we were most excited about for college football, but season is starting literally this week. So let's re-inform the people. National championship prediction. Who's your pick?
Oh my God. Can we just talk about how this shit is way too big? Like, bro, we need to cut this down to like 6 max.
No, we've already done that discussion. And it's only going to get worse. I'm telling you that right now. So pick, tell me.
Ryan Russillo is on my side.
I don't care about Ryan Russillo. All Ryan Russillo does is work out and put gummy worms in his system. I don't care.
Fuck. I don't know. Let me. You give me yours first.
I've said it for a long time. I know it's stupid. Penn State is winning the national championship this year.
No, oh, Penn State. That's funny. All right. You know, you're not. Who are they going to play though?
I don't want to be too Big Ten heavy because I think Oregon's going to take a step back. I think Ohio State's quarterback is not as good as his predecessors, and I mean. Michigan is not going to be a threat for the title. Neither is anybody else in the Big Ten, I think. So, SEC. It's tough because Georgia is the most logical team, but I don't trust Georgia's quarterback, man. That guy's not good. He's a step down from what they've had.
I've seen him.
Yes, we have. Gunnar Stockton? He was the quarterback last year for when Carson Beck got hurt.
Yeah, but
he was like a walk-on.
But I know, but you weren't expecting him to start. He wasn't like. I want to see what he does like with through a full season first.
I don't know. I don't know about.
But
that
also,
one,
well, speaking of Ryan Russillo, our boy Brandon's favorite analyst Booger was on there, and they were just talking about how Georgia was kind of eager or they were just kind of okay with letting Carson Beck go because you're Georgia. If you really wanted to keep Carson Beck, you probably could have.
Listen, I'm all for the Carson Beck jokes and memes. Carson Beck's a decent quarterback.
Carson Beck's overrated. So,
Carson Beck's a decent college quarterback. He's not going to be the first overall pick, but every year there's some – I you know what I'm going
to
say this year?
I kind of want to bet.
I think he's
I
still
going to
be overdrafted.
Not to make the playoff. Or not to make a bowl game. That's what I meant.
Miami's definitely making a bowl game.
Maybe, but I kind of want to
They are
not
definitely
to.
Making a bowl game.
I kind of want
to Okay, my prediction is, I'm going to throw this out there and sound stupid, but whatever. Like you said, you can't always play the favorites. This is the year Lane Kiffin finally breaks through.
Ole Miss?
Ole Miss against Penn State, which is exactly why Penn State's going to win, because it shouldn't, Ole Miss should not be in the playoff or the Final Four of the playoff. All right. But, okay, you're right, Carson Beck take, that's going to be Arch Manning in like 4 months.
That's why his granddad said he isn't going to the NFL this year. He needs to work on his skills.
To be fair, he's still going to be overdrafted because of the last name. But that's going to be Arch Manning in 3 months.
But our opinion of him is going to be totally different. Until he's ready.
I don't think it's his decision. He's probably they'll threaten to put him in a home or some shit.
Well, he kind of held Peyton and Eli out, and that turned out pretty well for both of them because they're both Hall of Famers.
Okay.
Eli literally just gives the two Super Bowls.
But I guess that goes to your point, because if Eli and Philip Rivers traded places, the Giants would have like four Super Bowls and Eli would have been blah. So
yeah. Okay. All right. So my championship game, I am going to go. I know you hate this quarterback. I don't know why you hate him so much, but I'm going to go with Clemson.
Oh God. He's
versus sucks. Penn State.
That guy's awful.
And I'm going to have Clemson winning it.
That's the grossest thing you've ever said on this podcast. And you've said some gross things about LeBron James.
Clemson, I don't know.
Clemson is not good. Clay Klubnik is not good.
I feel like Cade's the best.
If for some reason Caleb Williams just disappears off this planet and the Bears have to draft a quarterback next year.
I just feel like we still have any super elite quarterbacks, though.
And if the Bears ever employ Cade Klubnik to be their quarterback, I will not convince myself he's good. I don't care if he's Tom Brady. That guy sucks.
I think he's all right.
No, he's bad. That's a bad take, too, by the way.
Yeah, I guess. All right, we'll see how it ages.
I guess we will. Keep listeners, keep us honest, because we need to see how this goes. But
also, I guess you could say I'm a college football casual.
You're casual, all right.
For college football. NFL. I'm more NFL. That's where I...
This guy devotes hours and hours of his life to that stupid college football video game and can't tap into college football.
I'm more just tapping because I'm trying to beat Alec and Joey also. I don't think Joey listens to this, so I'll probably just say it here. That game is breaking him.
Well, games slowly do.
But the thing is, like, it's not like he's bad at the game. Like, he's good at the game. He's just mad at how it functions. I'm like, Joey, you're winning by 50.
He sounds
it's
like
not
he's
that
bad
serious.
At the game or something. Well, I guess he's winning by 50s.
Yeah, I'm like, Joey, you're winning by 50.
So he's like Ben Johnson?
You don't need to be complaining about these animations that didn't go your way.
He sounds like Ben Johnson.
Yeah, pretty much.
He's like Ben Johnson's pissed off. He has to take a knee in a preseason game. And can't put up 40 on them.
Yeah, pretty much.
Well... Damn.
And most recently, it was getting really bad. I don't know what the fuck they did with the wear and tear. Because, like, all right, fine. Long story short, in my offline one, like, my starting quarterback and running back, apparently, if their bar or whatever for season goes all the way down, they don't recover from their wear and tear anymore. So basically, they're just, like, useless. So basically, I'm in the playoff in my offseason dynasty with North Carolina with my backup quarterback and backup running back. So, yeah.
Sad day.
They kind of fucked up the way. I don't know. They just need to figure, like, if they fixed a couple of things, they'd make it a lot better.
Well, I just hope the Bears make the Super Bowl because
but
I
you'll also
remember,
never know because you refused to get a PS5 and play us.
This is what I'm going to say. I was told over text that if the Bears make the Super Bowl, Nick Charlton
no,
wins will buy
the
me.
Super Bowl.
Oh, if they win the Super Bowl. Shit. Either way, I'll be excited. Actually, if they lose the Super Bowl, I may kill myself. But
I should be happy they fucking made it. They barely made the playoffs.
Yeah,
in the past
you
few
say
years.
That. You say that shit until you're there. Like the UNC Final Four that they or the final game they lost when they didn't close.
No,
out.
Okay. The thing that really pissed me off about that was like Big Al was already playing on like a bad ankle, But that fucking court moved. And, like, the fucking court makers after the game tried to say that shit didn't move. And we all saw that shit move. I'm like, I can accept the loss. Like, I wish, really wish it wasn't the Kansas, because I fucking hate Kansas. But even though Kansas, North Carolina kind of have, like, a weird, like, connection to college basketball. But story for another day. I could have gotten over that. I could have gotten over it because I knew Bakeout was on a bad ankle. So I was, like, kind of like, might not win it.
Well, long story short,
he just fucked up his ankle even more when the court moved, and then we just had no shot, and I was kind of sad. Well, and Caleb Wolf came back.
Long story short, guys, Nick's buying me a PS5 when the Bears win the Super Bowl this year.
The Bears are not winning the Super Bowl. The Bears will be lucky to make the playoffs, so he should just buy his PS5 now and just fucking play us.
We're not at our NFL preview yet, Nick. But we can touch on, before we get into our top five lists of the day, actually, let's do our fantasy things first, and then we'll touch on the tier list. And then we'll get into the top five football foods to wrap it up. So, which positions do you want me to take, and which positions do you want to take? I'm assuming we're doing quarterback, running back, receiver, tight end.
Oh, we're not going to do... I figure we each do our top five for each position.
I feel like it's going to be the same.
All right, let's start with... I say we skip defense and kickers, because...
Yes, I'm not doing that.
Yeah, but
although, pro tip for you guys that's been working for me for years that people are stupid and don't pay attention to, don't overdraft a defense. Just play matchups.
Oh, yeah. No, literally, draft defense and kicker, literally, those should be your last two picks.
Yes, you can play matchups with both of them. You know, I got the Cardinals, and you know me, I've been kind of hyping up the Cardinals low-key.
If you're feeling really zesty, just pick, like, Bucker, like, 14th round or whatever, and then I guess you're set. But...
why? Because you hate women?
Hey. He likes women. He just likes them in the kitchen.
Man, Butker and Tucker.
Okay, I don't think we should compare the two. They're a little different.
But yeah, just Butker's play matchups. More... I have the Cardinals.
Butker was playing to his crowd for that speech.
I have the Cardinals just because always with the excuses with your bullshit. You're like, it's Rihanna's fault when Chris Brown beat the shit out of her.
I did not say
that. Bucker was just playing to the crowd. Just
no, okay, bro, he was literally, bro, Bucker was literally at a small, like, fucking, like, Catholic school. Like, they fucking love that shit there.
You know what? If you're a real one, go in there, tell them God ain't real, and walk off the stage.
That's why they fucking got a fucking kicker to do the fucking celebration speech and not Patrick Mahomes.
He probably costs less. That's probably what they're but, yeah, just play matchups. I got the Cardinals because they play the Saints week one. Easy. You think I want a defense facing Tyler Shuck week one? Hell yeah, I do. Or Spencer Rattler. Yeah, sure. But, Nick, start out with the quarterbacks.
Nah, I say we save the quarterbacks to last because I feel like that's where
never
people
never mind.
Get...
we
well,
have
actually, no,
no. I mean,
this is fancy. This is actually, no, we'll start with the quarterbacks because it's fancy.
I was right.
The actual most important position in fantasy is running backs, which is opposite of real life, which I suppose at one point in fantasy it probably made sense, but whatever. All right.
This also depends on how you have your league set up.
That too, but I feel like for most standard setups, running back is still the most important. Unless you have, like, a super flex league. Then I feel like quarterback becomes the most important, but those are not as common. But, who is your number five quarterback? Or would you like me to go first?
Let's rotate. Are we just doing the same list? Are we just doing list?
Yeah, okay. Much.
Well, you go first because I got to make my list because I did not.
All right, so my number five quarterback for fantasy, I think it's probably going to be Jalen Hurts. I feel like he's not going to get, like, he's never going to be tops in the league in yards, but boy, will that motherfucker get rushing touchdowns, because he will probably lead into a Saquon discussion later, but he will vulture a lot of Saquon's touchdowns. They will not give Saquon a touch of the 1 yard line, because guess what? They're going to tush push that motherfucker. So, even if he doesn't get, like, that many rushing yards or that many passing yards, he will make him some points with some fucking rushing touchdowns. And also, I think he's actually one of the favorites. He's your, like, second or third favorite, or maybe first, to, like, lead the league in rushing touchdowns. So, yeah, that's my number five.
What's number four?
Oh, you want me to...
yeah, just go rat-a-tat-tat. All
right, number four, I will go with... let's see. Yeah, I'm probably going to go Burrow, number four. That defense sucks. And they're going to have to put up points. So they will be throwing the ball a lot. As long as Joe Burrow stays healthy, and as long as T. Higgins and Ja'Marr Chase stays healthy, I feel like T. Higgins may stay a little more healthy if they actually give him a long-term contract, but probably also another discussion for another day, but they will need to put up points, and I just believe, yeah, he's going to have like probably like 40 touchdowns, probably close to 5,000 passing yards. He may not have the rushing touchdowns that Jalen Hurts has to make it up, but Burrow will probably have a lot of volume and probably be a little bit more consistent. Next, I would probably go... I'm probably going to go Jaden Daniels just because, again, rushing upside, rushing touchdowns worth more than passing touchdowns, but they do have a pretty good offense, and they didn't hit the Kingsbury cliff last year, so... I think he'll probably, obviously their schedule is probably going to be a lot harder this year because they were they playing like a second place schedule since they were second in the division. So schedule will be a little bit harder this year, but I think also, I guess there also could be a little bit of a sophomore slump with Jaden Daniels, but for fantasy, I still think he'll do pretty well. Next, got to go with Josh Allen because, again, rushing upside. A lot of passing upside, and even though they do play a first-place schedule, that division's kind of trash. And the second-best team in that division may be the Patriots, and I don't think they're that good, but... Yeah, so Josh Allen will have his way. And then, obviously, my number one's going to be Lamar, because he doesn't really throw picks anymore, and... They'll throw 40 touchdowns and rush for a few as well.
All right, I'm going to give you guys the correct list.
All right, give me your list.
Number five. I want you to guess number five. Actually, I want you to guess my list real quick.
Oh, guess your list. Fuck.
Yeah, just for this one. You don't have to do it for the rest of them, but for the quarterbacks.
Caleb Williams, number one for sure.
No, be real. I'm not going to put Caleb up there.
All right, fine. Yet. You got Caleb number five. You probably got, like, Mayfield number four. You got... Burrow 3, Daniels 2, Allen 1.
You know, I'm actually surprised you guessed my number 5 in there, but it's Baker. I like Baker.
Baker's thinking about good. Baker. Like, Baker was around the edge. I think he has a volume case over Jalen Hurts, but I think Jalen Hurts, I don't know. It's just hard because, like, he just scores, like, so many rushing touchdowns because, like, bro, they just vulture the fuck out of Saquon.
Yeah, well... This kind of leads into my number four. It's Jalen Hurts.
Well, I guess at least expound on your Baker take.
Well, the offense is fucking good. They pass the shit out of the ball, and their defense is aging and getting worse and worse. So they just throw the ball all the way around, and the NFC South is like terrible. So you know, there it is. Number four, you kind of already touched on it. It's Jalen Hurts for obvious reasons. Number three, it's Lamar. Lamar's not number one because. I've got two better than him. Number two is Joey B. Joey B is going to throw the shit out of the ball this year because they're always going to be down, like you said.
That was my case.
Touchdown, touchdown, touchdown. Number one, it's Josh Allen. Josh Allen, I believe this is the year for Josh Allen. Not to give a sneak peek into real-life predictions and not fantasy predictions. Josh Allen got his MVP last year that I know you disagree with, and I kind of disagree with as well, now that I can't be a hater. But... it's Josh Allen's year to truly ascend. I think this is going to be the peak of Josh Allen this year on fantasy and in real life. So, yeah, that's my list of quarterbacks.
Josh Allen won MVP is why Trump got rid of DEI.
I don't think that's why, but we can co-op. You can leave that. Let's do tight ends next because tight ends
is exactly where I wanted to go was tight ends next. All right.
Can I go tight ends first?
Yeah, go for it.
Okay, give me like 5 minutes. Actually, you go first. You have okay. Let's give people a peek behind the curtain. You have players up. I don't. I have a Cubs game I'm watching. Fuck the Cubs, by the way. I'm very dedicated to the podcast. So you have players up, so you can go off these.
All right. First, I am gonna go with Mark Andrews at number 5.
Mark Andrews. Great, great play last year. Love that play.
Yeah, I think he's still going to be it. He's just Lamar's go-to. He's a security blanket. He'll just good for like 70 yards on a touchdown. So feel like he'll be pretty consistent there. Next, I am gonna go with Trey McBride. I feel like some people might have him a little bit higher. They feel like the Cardinals' offense always drops off, and I guess Kyler just drops off at the end of the season as well. Probably will rack up a bunch of yards at the beginning, but I feel like he may fall off.
Can I interject here? Kyler's my number six fantasy quarterback this year. Kyler's going to be good. I'll just say that right now.
I feel like he always falls off, though, at the end.
Oh, I'm saying. Okay, it's Kyler's year.
I forget who said it, but someone said he's like a good, he'd be like a perfect, 12-game quarterback. Which I'm like, yeah, probably.
Is there any COD getting released this year?
There's a COD released every year.
Fuck.
But aside from the COD, I feel like he also just gets beat up by the end of the season because he's so small. But,
three.
Oh, yeah, he's my number four. Yeah, number three. I think this guy, he's going to have a bounce back year. And they might need him to do a little bit more. I'm going to go with Sam Laporta. He went to Iowa, and he's a tight end. So that automatically makes him good for some reason. But, yeah, I think with Ben Johnson gone, I'm probably going to need him to do a little bit more in the offense. I feel like he'll probably be like the number two target after Amon-Ra. Jamison Williams will probably be number three, but I feel like he's more of like just to like chug it down, like deep threat. Like his will be more big plays, whereas Laporta and Amon-Ra will be Jared Goff's security blankets, as well as I guess they also got Jahmyr Gibbs, but going to that later. My number two, also an Iowa tight end, George Kittle. That team's injured already. I still from last year, but yeah, someone's got to catch some passes on that team. And right now, Ricky Pearsall is their number one receiver, I believe. And CMC's one of the more healthy players on the team, but we'll see how long that lasts. Yeah, so I feel like George Kittle can put up some numbers. I feel like they don't always necessarily need him to put up some numbers, but since he probably be realistically probably the number one target on that team, I think he might. I was debating between putting him or I guess my number one for the number one, but I guess there is a chance that San Francisco, they stay healthy, and that he kind of tails off at the end of the season. But Kittle's my number two. My number one, would you like to guess it?
It's Brock.
Yeah, it's Brock. Okay,
thank you.
I feel like he already broke records as a fucking rookie last year, and who else are they going to throw the ball into on that team? Fucking Jacoby Myers. Yeah, they'll run it with Ashton Jeanty, but still. Again, who the fuck are they going to throw the ball to? I think he's got to upgrade a quarterback this year. Bowers is number one.
My number five is... Okay, this is going to be a take because I don't even know if he's the first string. Shout out to my boy. Should have gone to Nebraska, but Scott Frost is an idiot. No offense, number five. Joe Burrow is going to throw the piss out of the ball. He's a Bengal.
Oh, he's a Bengal? Okay, yeah. I was going to say, did anyone pick him up yet?
He's a Bengal.
All right.
My number four, it's George Kittle. He's probably the second best tight end in the league, but San Francisco, you never really can trust him in fantasy because they don't. It's always like the old Patriots. Like, one person's going to go off one game, and then the next game someone else is going to go off, so I don't really trust him. Number three, Trey McBride. He's fucking good. He's really, really good.
Yeah.
Really good.
He just plays for the Cardinals. That's the unfortunate part.
Number two, this is also a risk. Jonnu Smith.
Ooh.
I think Aaron Rodgers is going to get his support blanket underneath them and just throw him the ball. I think Pat Freiermuth is done. And my number one, it's pretty obvious. It's Brock Bowers. Brock is easy number one. Easy number one. What's next? Receivers or running back?
That fucking receiver's next, but fuck. That Jonnu Smith, that threw me for a loop.
Yeah, I'm going also, out with some
first, when you said number five, and he's not starting for second, I thought you were actually going to go with the reason why I was thinking about not necessarily putting Mark Andrews number one, but or number five, but I thought you were going to go with Isaiah Likely.
No, you think I'm going with the Ravens?
Out of here. I was like,
out of here.
Yeah.
Running backs or receivers next, Nick?
Receivers. Would you like to go first?
I'll go first this time. Okay. But I'm going to go... Well, actually, I'll go... Actually, you go first.
Oh, God. All right. Let me just put my order together real quick.
While I say this, I'm going to give you a tight end sleeper. All right. I don't know how to say his name, but Tennessee's tight end's pretty good. And he has a rookie quarterback throwing to him. He's going to want his support blanket and get the ball out quick.
What is that?
I think it's...
Aquanquo.
Yeah.
Chig Aquanquo.
That sounds like a slur, but...
It's literally C-H-I-G, Chig.
Okay. But yes, I think he's going to be a sleeper and he's going to be good.
Yeah, that's not a bad bet. I would say he's probably not going to be drafted very high.
He's a sneaky late last round. If you're one of those losers who has a defensive kicker and you're a pretty deep league, he's like a last round selection or a waiver pickup when you're tight end on a bye week.
Last round waiver. Okay. Well, I guess since we're throwing out sleepers out there, I'll just throw Kincaid out there. We'll see if he was highly touted coming out. We'll see if this is the year he finally puts it together. Josh Allen kind of needs a number one target. I guess we'll probably see if it's either him or Keon Coleman or if it's just a random ass collection again.
But, you know what? Yeah. You know who else seems to mention, because he always needs to mention, and I'm glad neither of us fell for it again? Kyle Pitts. Are you going to do literally anything for once?
Oh, God. Well, he's working out with the receivers now, so I don't know.
Ah, okay. Well, I'm not putting in my top five receivers. That's for damn sure. Do you have your order yet, Nick?
Yeah. All right, number five. I will go with... I don't trust him. I'm going Nico Collins.
Who did you not trust over Nico Collins? Who do you trust Nico Collins
over? I will
over?
Mention it after, because I don't want to fuck it up. It's not that I don't trust him, it's more I don't trust the QB situation, but we'll get into that a little bit later. It's not DJ Moore. Okay, Nico Collins, stable quarterback. I feel like receivers, you really want to count on a stable quarterback situation. Honestly, I think he was averaging, like, before he got injured, he was literally the best wide receiver in the league, fantasy-wise, last year, and I believe he will continue on that pace. I guess the Texans are really betting on... at least some receiver help with their second and third over or third round draft picks. So he'll probably have some help there. Might see a little less of that target percentage, but hey, he can afford to give up a little bit. So yeah, that's my number five. Number four, I am going to go with Amon-Ra St. Brown. Detroit, I don't know what Dan Campbell's cooking up there, but that offense keeps cooking, and they feed a lot of fantasy mouths. And he's just consistent as fuck, and especially if you play in a full PPR league, he does get a lot of receptions, so that will definitely help you out. And yeah. I don't know. He just keeps cooking. He's always consistent. So, yeah. Number three. Are you going to actually know number three? I'm going to go Ja'Marr Chase. What? He's just obvious number one, but when you have a fantasy season like that last year, it's just hard to repeat it. Chances are you're not going to be the number one fantasy player back-to-back years. There's just so much room for regression. I feel like he's still going to be really good, but he's probably just going to regress just a tad bit. So, yeah, he's going to be my number three. And I'm probably biting myself in the ass or probably talking out both sides of my mouth with a regression case, but Number two, I will actually. Number two, I'll go Justin Jefferson.
You're gonna hate my list.
The thing is,
a lot of people are gonna hate my list.
I love Justin. I feel like Justin Jefferson's probably one of the most quarterback-proof receivers out there, if not the most quarterback-proof receiver. And yeah, he just fucking puts up numbers, and he's a fucking beast. I guess he does have a hamstring injury, which is a little worrying coming into the season because those can tend to linger. But hey, as long as he's out there, he will fucking rack up yards. And my number one, yeah, you're actually gonna hate this. I kind of wish I didn't do this, but he did win me my league 1 year, and he's my boy, and I really wanted the Ravens to draft him that 1 year, but they didn't. CeeDee Lamb. CeeDee Lamb is a fucking beast. He will another PPR monster because he will get a bunch of receptions, and he is by far the number one target on that team. Hopefully George Pickens doesn't go too crazy and makes someone want to kill him. But yeah, CeeDee Lamb number one, and Dak will at least put up numbers.
So
they'll choke in the first round of the playoffs, but they'll put up numbers.
So here's my thing about my list. It's easy to get on here and tell you Justin Jefferson, Ja'Marr Chase, blah, blah, blah. Oh, yeah, the best receivers are going to be the best fantasy options. Alec is here to give you some, not sleeper picks, but I think if you follow my logic, this is going to be a smart list. But I'm going to start out with my number six, my outside looking in, because I can't put him in here, even though I love
him. Can I give you, like, my six and seven?
Love him dearly, yes.
The one I really wanted to put in there, but couldn't quite trust because Matt Stafford's back is like
Puka.
Puka. And then the other one who I kind of actually really believe in is and especially with the quarterback switch last year, he just threw him the ball nonstop. Drake London.
Meh. All right, my number six, because I love him, and I actually think he's going to be end up getting the most targets this year, but they have a lot of on-paper weapons, and we don't really know how the offense is going to be. Roma Dunze is my number six outside looking in. I think he's going to have a huge breakout year. I love him to death. I also love Luther Burden. And if you want a sleeper, if you want a like, last-round pick, waiver wire pick, I don't even know how to say his last name, but is Azameda Zacchaeus. He's like the wide receiver three or four.
Oh, yeah.
Dude's been like, I try not to look at that much training camp stuff because I don't want to be pissed off if they say Caleb has a bad day or really happy if he has a good day. Every fucking day, the beat writers are like, oh yeah, that guy looks like the best player on the field. He's like making the most plays every day. So something, him and Caleb have a connection.
He randomly has some great days of fantasy. So. He does. Well, not great days, but he'll have like randomly have like a 20-point game
and,
or some shit.
And he's playing the Amon-Ra role, and you know how much Ben Johnson likes that role. So he's not nearly a top 10, not even top 20 or 30, but like he's a sleeper. That's who you want. But my number five, I'm going to get roasted for this because they're a team of pussies and their offense sucks and their quarterback sucks. Jalen Waddle, he's finally going to put it all together this year.
Can I ask you this?
What?
What about when Tua gets injured?
Put him at running back, have Zach Wilson hand the ball off to him.
What about when Tua gets injured and then they can no longer throw the ball to Jalen Waddle?
I said, put him at running back and have Zach Wilson hand the ball to him. I don't care. My number four. I feel like I had another sleeper. What the fuck am I thinking of?
You're really going off the wall with your list.
Oh, yeah. He's old, and there's a certain time when he's going to fall off a cliff. But he's always had 1,000 yards. And I'm high on Tampa's Mike offense Evans. This year. Yeah, it's Mike Evans.
Oh, yeah.
He's my number four. My number three? It's CeeDee Lamb. He's going to get, like you said, he's going to get the share of the targets. He's just going to get the ball thrown to him. And so is this guy, who had a great year last year despite underwhelming quarterback play. And it's going to be underwhelming quarterback play again this year. But I believe in Brian Daboll to scheme him up and scheme him open. I believe Malik Nabers is going to have a great year this year. He's a superstar.
Yeah, I just don't trust the quarterback situation there. That's why
I don't, but he's like the only person worth a damn to throw to, so.
True.
My number one.
Same with BTJ, but.
My number one is Ja'Marr Chase. You got to give him the top spot. It's like, he's great.
No Justin.
And my reason is Minnesota sounds kind of nervous about JJ. And yes, he may be quarterback proof, but did JJ ever throw the ball in college? Like 10 times a game.
A little bit. Not
did Jim Harbaugh, okay, answer this. Did Jim Harbaugh do his best to hide JJ McCarthy every fucking game?
I don't think it was him hiding JJ McCarthy. I literally think it's just him. Like, that motherfucker just loves to run the ball.
He loves to run the ball, but he's not. He's letting Justin Herbert sling it around. He's not going to go out there and pass the ball 60 times a game like some air raid offense. But
it's Justin Herbert, and you're actually paying him like $60 million a year, so you kind of have to.
Well, if you draft a quarterback in the top 10, you kind of have to let him throw the ball, too.
It's a little different, but you probably have a little bit more flexibility before they're like completely established.
All right, running backs?
Yes.
I'll go first for this one.
All right.
My number 5 is DeAndre. No, I'm just kidding. I'm not picking DeAndre Swift. Fuck DeAndre Swift. My number 5. He gets sniped too often, man. It's Saquon Barkley. He's going to give you yards, but Jalen Hurts is just going to come to take his touchdowns away, so it's pointless.
They actually had so many rushing touchdowns last year, though. I guess it didn't really matter too much. It was like the one thing. But yeah. Yes, he could have had 24 touchdowns last year, but like Jalen Hurts like sniped him.
My number 4. He's going to fall off some year, but I'm not going to bet against him. It's kind of like Braun. At some point, the talent's going to go. Derrick Henry.
The king.
They're both the king. Although LeBron has more titles. And it's the GOAT. And Derrick Henry's not
different
the GOAT.
Different sport, but keep going.
Number 3 is a guy that I'm going to have to listen to y'all for the hype for, because I'm not going to lie to you, I haven't watched the Falcons play that much. And I don't really see it when I watch this guy, but Bijan Robinson is my number 3. My number 2... it's Ashton Jeanty. I'm not a really big Ashton Jeanty fan, even though he was my fantasy pick. So this is kind of me being hopeful. But there's one thing I know about Pete Carroll. Pete Carroll's going to run the shit out of the ball. You talk about Jim Harbaugh running the shit out of the ball. Pete Carroll's going to run the shit out of the ball. Pete Carroll likes to run the ball. My number 1. I feel like I fucked up and missed somebody.
Who's your number 1? I'll tell you if you fucked up.
Who am I forgetting? I feel like I'm forgetting someone really good. Give me the division.
No, wait. Who's your number 1?
I'm trying to think of it. I feel like I fucked something up with my list.
Who were you?
It wasn't going to be Ashton Jeanty number 1. Who the fuck am I thinking of?
Do you think of an NFC North running back? Or AFC South? No, NFC South.
Alvin Kamara? Nah.
No. Different AFC or NFC South quarterback or running back.
I already said Bijan.
There's one? No. That's...
All right. Fuck it. Since I forget, I'm apparently forgetting. He has one more year left. Christian McCaffrey. He can be the number 1. he's a cheat code because he catches the ball too a lot. So
I feel like that wasn't your actual number. I feel like you did want to put him in your top 5, but you just...
Yeah, I forgot. Who am I forgetting? Who's the NFC South person?
All right, let me go through it then we'll talk about it. All right, so my number 5 was your number 1, Christian McCaffrey. Those injuries fucking worry me, but my God, if that dude is healthy, he'll put up a number 1 overall fantasy season. So the upside is there. The question is just the health. I'll put him number 4. Bucky Irving. Had a great fantasy season last year and won me one of my leagues. Or helped me win one of my leagues. Like, bro, I got him super late. And he easily took over like the number 1 running back position on that team, Rashad White is just a fucking, like, passing back now. He's basically like Giovanni Bernard on the fucking Bucks. Actually, did Giovanni Bernard also play for the Bucks?
Yes.
Yeah. All right. He's the new Giovanni Bernard. Rashad White. But Bucky Irving, number four. Number three. Barkley. At some point, the Eagles line has to fall off. I'm not saying it completely falls off this year.
They're still young. It won't be this year. Dwayne Johnson's kind of old, but everybody else is pretty young still.
Yeah. If it falls off somewhere. If it falls off in one spot, though, it can hurt the line a lot.
Yeah, plus Landon Dickerson's hurt, so.
Yeah, but point is, could fall off at some point, and it's hard to rush for as many as you did last year. And, of course, it's always the Jalen Hurts thing. If he fucking gets tackled at, like, the two or the one, Jalen Hurts is probably snapping him with a fucking tush push. All right.
AFC.
Oh, yeah. Number.
Jonathan Taylor, my ass.
Oh, was that who you wanted with Jonathan Taylor?
No.
Oh, never mind. Okay. Number two. Yeah. All right, number two. Of course, the king, Derrick Henry. He's on the Ravens. He's going to fucking rack up a ton of yards. I swear that dude never gets injured. As he said about LeBron, he's just durable as fuck. And you wonder how crazy Derrick Henry's high school career stats are? I literally think he still has more rushing yards in high school than he does, like, in the NFL, which is fucking insane. And my number one, who I don't know if this is who you meant to be your number one, but hopefully they actually give him some more opportunities inside the fucking 20, because that motherfucker David Montgomery is getting old and isn't that good. Jahmyr Gibbs, my boy.
I don't think he's going to be number one, but I see the thought process. He splits carries too much.
Yeah, that's the worry with Jahmyr Gibbs, but
I'm... Say what you will about David Montgomery, but teammates love him, coaches love him.
I know. But I'm hoping that this is the year where there is less of a split in carries, and they just give him the ball more, and he just fucking rakes it in. Because when David Montgomery got injured last year, he just fucking stepped it up and just fucking kept going. He just produced more and more and more. So hopefully they give him those touches. And he's kind of like Alvin Kamara, won't always have the most rushing yards, but he'll help you in the receiving game too, and he's just explosive as fuck. And yeah, Bijan, I kind of want to see that more with the Falcons before I project him up there. I feel like right now people are reaching for him a little bit, so that's why I'm okay with not drafting in him, but I do definitely see the talent there. Chase Brown,
Chase Brown's good.
I guess they just got to run the ball with someone.
Chase Brown, he's good at receiving the ball too. Yeah. So he's a good if you want a if you're in a PPR league,
he'll catch like two balls. I feel him as like top 10 running back, but Ashton Jeanty, Amari Hampton, those are probably my rookie standouts. Also, Kyron Williams. I feel like that guy just puts up numbers every year. And
yeah, if Stafford's out though, and Stetson Bennett's.
If Stafford's out though, I feel like they might run it a little bit more with him and just try to include him more like in the passing game. Get him some more screens and shit.
Maybe.
But yeah. And I probably should mention James Cook because.
Yeah,
They started to run the ball a lot more, and
I was going to put Ashton as my one and put James Cook at five.
Oh.
But, yeah. James Cook's pretty good.
Yeah. So, yeah. So, that's our...
I wonder if this is the year Kenneth Walker finally hits, but I'm not holding my breath.
Yeah, I feel like even if he hits, he's probably hitting at, like,
he's five. He's hitting at a different team.
I don't think he's going above
he's
that.
He's definitely hitting the peak at a different team. I think they should trade him to the Bears for nothing. Thank you for coming from
like my tech talk. There, like a few games.
Yeah, whatever. He's a running back. That happens.
Yeah.
All right, Nick.
But that was our fantasy preview. I figured that would be a fun, quick way to give you a little bit of our fantasy thoughts. We did throw in some sleepers in there. Yeah. I guess we didn't really go deep sleepers. Maybe after I do my draft, I might...
Some out there. I said a deep sleeper, but they're all Bears related because, of course, they are. But
the one Bears sleeper that I've been hearing a fuck ton about
is it Luther?
No, Kyle Manungai.
Yeah, I get that one, but I mean, yeah.
Oh, and I just saw him play at Rutgers. Since we're on running backs, Ja'Cory Kroski Merritt or whatever the fuck his name is, that guy. Everyone is on him as well.
Who the hell did he play for?
I was about to say the Wizards, the Commanders.
Yeah. Well, going back to your Jaden Daniels quote or topic. Watch out for the sophomore slump, kind of similar to CJ this year.
Yeah, I was like, everyone was like, CJ is going to take a step up. I'm like,
it's not always learning.
It's not always a step up.
Even if, say, Caleb Williams takes a big step up this year, he's still young. He can take a step back next year.
Yeah.
It's like you can go up and down and up and down. And once you get to, like, year 4 or 5, you kind of are what
development
you are.
Development is not linear.
Like, look at Lamar Jackson. He still had some – he's a superstar, but he still had some flaws year 2, year 3.
Development is not linear. If you take anything away from this, remember that.
Yes. All right, our next list and final list of the day is going to be our top 5 football foods.
Oh, wait, we got one more list before that.
Oh, yeah.
I'll just run through it quick since – all right, let me just get these pulled up. Actually, let me pull this one up on my computer and I'll have his here. So our buddy Alec, who will definitely listen to this, he wanted to do his top 5 drinks that if a guy orders, they may get called gay for. don't cancel us for that title, but his number 5 was a blowjob shot.
Tell that guy not to act like he wouldn't like doing one of those shots.
My number 5, wine.
Fair. Sorry, Dad.
All right, his number 4, Dirty Shirley. Mine, espresso martini. His number 3 was a Mai Tai, which I don't know how the fuck you get called gay for ordering a Mai Tai. Those shits get you fucked up. Those shits get you fucked up. But hey, that's his list. My number 3, Aperol Spritz. And his number 2, any strawberry or pink mixed cocktail with a flower.
Hey man, those margaritas on the cruise that I went on in June, they slapped. I don't care.
Yeah, I don't know if I agree with that. Hey, I was going to say, margaritas or strawberry daiquiris, those shits are fire. My number 2, sex on the beach.
The Trace.
Yeah. All right, and his number 1, I also don't agree with, but again, his list, not mine. Pina colada.
Agree wholeheartedly. Great list, Alec.
Pina colada?
Yeah.
How's that gay?
Because I said it was.
All right. All right. My number 1 was the blowjob shot. So yeah, that is a top 5 drinks that you can
call the presses. Stop the presses. We have a new podcaster that just entered the market that we have to defeat.
Who?
It is with my
heart. It's Taylor Swift.
It's my solemn heart that I have to announce that Matt Rhule, we have to defeat you. He's debuting a podcast tomorrow.
Is he starting his own or is he just on a podcast?
The House Rules podcast with Nebraska head coach Nebraska head football coach Matt Rhule. First episode, 8:21, 10 a.m. Central.
Oh my God.
How the hell am I supposed to get anything done at 10 a.m. tomorrow?
I will not be listening to that podcast, but go for it.
All right. Top 5 football foods. Let's go.
All right. Yeah, we'll run through it quick. All right. I'll be good. I went first. Most of them. You go first.
All right. We're going to go 5-5-4-4-3-3-4-2-2-1-1.
That figure.
Okay. Top 5 football foods. This is food, not like beverages.
Yeah. We went through a little beverage list. So.
All right. This is going to be a hot take. Any sort of wing, number 5.
Higher on my list. You know what? Number 5 for me, I'm going to put like a nacho.
That's my number 4.
Oh, no.
Because I can't get enough of the cheese dip. I don't care how shitty the cheese is. Or if you put some meat in the cheese dip too.
Ooh, yeah.
Tasty. Tasty.
For sure. Number 4... Oh, wait. I know my number... Wait. All right, so I went with nachos and trying to think of more game day foods. Probably not my actual number four, but yeah, I guess people kind of can make it for game days, and it's probably pretty easy to make. Tacos.
I can see it. Now my number three. Give me a game day glizzy or game day burger. Okay, it's kind of cheating with two, but like anything you grill out, like a glizzy or a hamburger, give me that for number three.
Yeah.
You have somebody at the party on the grill outside. You have the volume up loud so they can hear. You get your glizzy. You say touchdown. You say go Big Red. That never fucking happens because I barely score touchdowns, and I'm barely over there when they're grilling. But it's pretty good.
Not quite the glizzy gobbler that you are, but I for my number three, I will go. I'm going with burgers. Burgers, classic. And also classic tailgate food. And a cheeseburger? Come on, Mike.
Dude, you can't go wrong. Okay. You can't go wrong.
Answer me this. What is it about just putting, like, and how you're saying, like, even if it's, like, the shitty cheese, like, honestly, there's not really, like, any shitty cheese, because, like, I don't know, cheese is fucking good. But what is it about just, like, putting a fucking slice of American cheese or cheddar cheese or whatever on a fucking burger? It just fucking makes it that much better.
It's so good. You know what I have been doing? I go make myself a little egg. You put it on top of the hamburger. Chef's kiss. Well, not on top, but you
not. All right, hot tech. I'm just not a huge fan of eggs in general, but
that's some wild nice. Shit. But I'll let it go.
It's maybe one day we'll do our overrated foods. But all right, all right. You're number two.
See. Okay, this is gonna be a white person one.
All right.
But it's those little smoky things. You know what I'm talking about?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Those little smoky things wrapped in bacon.
I was thinking about doing, like, pigs in a blanket, but I was like,
That's a good game day food.
Yeah, but I'm like, it's not better than nachos. I probably should have nachos held a little bit higher.
So should I. Now I think about it, because that's honestly...
Nachos probably should be my number four. Probably.
Yeah, I should be my number two, because it's over. It's honestly over the glizzies and over everything else, too. But
I feel like the burger's just too classic. And also, I just fucking love a good burger. All right, my number two is pizza. Pizza's classic.
You stole mine.
Is that your number one?
Yep, my number one's pizza, and your number one is
wings. Because I feel like wings is just fucking classic.
Wings are classic, and but plus, I'm telling you, man, wings are kind of overrated.
Bro, I don't. You know what? I'm talking about all wings.
Not enough.
If you want the bone-in wings, you can do the bone-in wings. If you want the boneless wings, you can do the boneless wings. Like, don't judge me here. I ain't judging whether you like your wings bone-in or boneless.
I
know some people will judge you for that, but this is a judgment-free zone, and we will not judge.
You just did a list of top five shots you could be called gay for if you get.
Drinks. Not same shots, thing. But...
Speaking of shots...
To be fair, he wanted to do that list.
I was trying to segue.
He wanted to do that list, so I just fucking made a list and shout him out for it, so...
Alright, speaking of shots, take your shot.
Alright. My shot relates... to my tier list that I came out with.
The fuck you.
My shot is, you just can't have an opinion anymore, like.
Yeah, you can. You can have an opinion, but I have the right to tell you're stupid.
Exactly. You can't just fucking have an opinion anymore without people just trying to roast you immediately and just immediately be like,
okay, well,
oh, you're
objectively,
fucking stupid.
It's pretty fucking it's stupid to have Chubb
okay.
Purdy or Brock
it's,
Purdy. And fucking Jordan Love in the star.
Again, my tier list, my opinion.
Okay, that doesn't mean you're immune from criticism for your tier list.
My,
if I came out here and said Caleb Williams is the best quarterback in the league, and that's my opinion, you'd roast me for it.
And again, I'm just saying, it's okay to have opinions.
I didn't say it wasn't. I have a...
the internet would beg to differ. The internet would beg to differ.
I hate to sound like a Republican here, but it's called freedom of speech, motherfucker. And I have the freedom to tell you that your opinion is garbage.
And I have the freedom to express my opinion. And
I didn't say you couldn't.
Some people...
I don't know what hill you're dying on
I'm just saying, some people will try to tell you that your opinion is wrong, which is factually incorrect. It cannot... An opinion cannot be wrong, because it is an opinion.
Well, what am I supposed to say, Nick? Okay, your opinion's right, but let me tell you why I disagree. Motherfucker, I'm just going to say that's stupid.
That would be the more factual way to go about it, but yes.
What are you, David Samson? Like,
no,
what
the fuck? I'm not. I won't say what I want to say, but... All right, go ahead with your shot.
Okay, my shot relates around to a family issue that I'm having right now. It's not really an issue. Well, it kind of is because I have to deal with this motherfucker. You won't listen to the podcast. No one in my family will either. I was at family dinner on, I believe, Sunday. And one of my sister's significant others did not know Connecticut was a state. And my sister also...
Is that the one that also didn't know about DV?
Yes. My significant... the significant other of my sister also did not know what domestic violence was. Now, you could not be 23 years old and not know, A, Connecticut is a state, and B, what domestic violence entails. Probably a red flag if you're a girl and you hear your boyfriend say that they don't know what domestic violence is, but they're both a whole walking red flag. So, guys, I'm telling you right now, if you need a refresher on what the 50 states are, hit me up. I'll fucking tutor you. All you gotta do is go Arkansas, Alabama, blah, 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 down the list.
I was gonna say, I don't know if I can do them all in order, but I feel like I can get them all.
Oh, do you think you can do a whole map if I print on a map?
Yeah, we've talked about this, but yes, I feel like I can do it.
Right. I don't believe you.
All right, fine, do it.
I think you're messing up.
Print out a fucking map, then we'll do it.
I don't have a printer, motherfucker.
Oh my god, fine, I'll print out a fucking map, then I'll do it next pod.
Cool.
And I guarantee you. I guess Alaska's Hawaii cheating, because you always technically print those off the
side. No, everybody knows where those are.
I know.
Or no one knows where they are on the map, but everybody knows they're off to the side.
Well, I know where they're
on. And if you say Alaska...
Are you talking about, like, on the globe? Like, I know where I can find them on the globe.
Well, yeah. I'm just print off a map.
I know. But you said no one knows. You said no one knows where they are.
No, well, no one... Well, people don't know where they are in real... relation to the rest of America because they're always put off to the side.
Oh,
but if,
yeah.
If you're a dumbass and you say Alaska is the one with like five little islands and then Hawaii is the one with the big ass state, like, okay, you're stupid and you deserve to be called stupid even though you have the right to have an opinion.
Yeah.
But I have the right to say you're stupid.
All right, well, if they said Alaska's Hawaii and Hawaii's Alaska, that's not an opinion. That's just an incorrect fact.
All right, well... According to David Samson over here.
But I'm just saying, if I said that I liked, like, our fucking list, I like wings better than pizza, but you like pizza better than wings.
Oh, God, I just thought of something.
It's okay.
I just thought about how mad I'm going to be if Matt Rule loses the game and he has a podcast episode the next day.
Well,
if he fucking Micah Parsons this bullshit, this motherfucker better tread carefully because I may turn on this motherfucker fast now that I think about it because... What I tell you about people, these athletes having podcasts, focus on your job. Now, I have a job that I do 40 hours a week, but my job doesn't entail a bunch of training afterwards.
Bro, they're in the fucking NBA and NFL. They fucking have plenty of time to kill.
Well, you know. You know,
bro,
it's just me being scared, Nick.
Bro, you cannot work out for 14 hours in a day. Like, you gotta give your body a break.
Maybe. What the fuck is he doing? To scout some film.
Well, again.
Actually, now that he's skinny, he probably is in the gym working out. Kind of Matt Rule. He's kind of skinny fat now, not just fat.
He's got the Ozempic?
Either that or the Nebraska training staff. No. He's saying it's the Nebraska training staff because he wants recruits to be like, hey, look at me. Look at me now. They got me... They got me skinny. What do you think they can do for you? Give you the Ozempic pill, probably. But whatever.
Well, technically, it's a shot.
Well, whatever.
But, yeah.
All right. We'll be back Sunday.
That wraps us up for this one.
We'll be back Sunday if we're back. And if we're not back...
Oh, wait. Actually, no. I should be good this Sunday.
We'll be back Sunday if we're back. And if not, we'll be back next Wednesday. Because next Thursday, I will be busy... Either being very, very happy or wanting to die. We can get into that next week. But that's Take the Shot Podcast with Alec.
And I'm Nick.
Goodbye.